From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Just 6 weeks before voters go to the polls, the two major U.S. party presidential nominees clashed late Monday in a widely watched televised debate at New York's Hofstra University. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton clashed over the economy, race relations, and foreign policy. In her opening statement, Clinton, the Democratic nominee, vowed to create new jobs.
First, we have to build an economy that works for everyone, not just those at the top. That means we need new jobs, good jobs, with rising incomes.
The former Secretary of State called for infrastructure, manufacturing, and technology jobs, raising the national minimum wage and ensuring equal pay for women. Trump, a wealthy New York businessman, accused other countries of stealing U.S. jobs.
Our jobs are fleeing the country. They're going to Mexico. They're going to many other countries. You look at what China is doing to our country in terms of making our product. They're devaluing their currency, and there's nobody in our government to fight them. And we have a very good fight, and we have a winning fight, because they're using our country as a piggy bank to rebuild China. And many other countries are doing the same thing.
Clinton said Trump's economic proposals wouldn't work. Trump accused Clinton of being all talk, no action. Gabonese President Ali Bongo scheduled to be inaugurated for another seven-year term in office Tuesday, 3 days after his controversial and narrowly won election was validated by the country's highest court, despite a challenge from opposition candidate Jean Ping. Not far from the presidential palace, people live in huts with open sewers and endure daily power cuts. Martha, an unemployed mother, said she has a big family and they don't have any means. She said she looks, while I'm living, there is nothing. International observers criticized the August 27 ballot as lacking transparency. This is VOA News.